Very good morning, everyone. Monday, August the 2nd. I tell you what, has there been a bigger weekend of sport than we've had in the last 48, so we go to 72 hours? Johnny Longmire is going to join us. We're going to cross to Tokyo, speak to Jason Richardson, Sam Edmund to come in with all your news. We got Olympics, we've got football, we've got potential finals, we've got strikes, we've got the whole damn lot. Wispy Watson, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. We've got strikes. Who's striking?
Who have I got? Well, we'd had no footy yesterday. Right. Well, we were going to have no footy up in Queensland, but all of a sudden we did. So we're here. We're thankful that everything's going beautifully, and we're very, very happy. And it's great to have your company. Keep your messages coming in. I'm loving them. 1-300-736-736-0433-91116 all morning. The more we get, the better it's going to be. Welcome to you, Whispers, again.
Good morning, Gary. Hey, we just unravelled, actually, what happened up there in Queensland, because both you and I said, what the dickens was going on up there yesterday? How come the rugby league were able to play and the AFL had to
rugby league
hightail back to Melbourne? And then we worked out that they had no other options. So what they did is they just negotiated way into the night on Saturday night. And finally, around about 11 o'clock, the Queensland government rolled over and said, okay, well, you can play. They played three games up there yesterday at Suncorp Stadium, and they're going to play another two today.
So there would be people sitting at home going, what's all that about? How come the Melbourne Footy Club had to fly up on Saturday morning, sit on the tarmac, get refueled, turn around and fly home while the NRL were able to play games? But that's what it was. In the end, they had no choice. They said, well, we got no other choice.
That's right.
AFL got proactive, got on the front foot, made the changes. NRL said, we've got no choice. We'll just sit here and see if we can negotiate. And 11 o'clock Saturday night, they got it done.
Right. What happened to all the families of the players? Have they stayed there? Because Sydney families had already flown in.
The AFLs, you mean?
No, I'm talking about the Sydney Swans players' families and the GWS players' families.
They're due to finish their 14 days, I think, and then they're hopeful of coming down to Melbourne.
Right. Okay, I thought I saw some of them hopping on buses yesterday, and I'm thinking, okay, where were they all heading yesterday? But maybe somebody out there will be able to tell us that, because obviously they all wanted to get up there to Queensland so that they could do their quarantine and then be with their partners, and now their partners are down here in Melbourne. The AFL have also announced that all the games will be played here unless something happens in Melbourne this week. There's always a possibility of that. But there'll be one more round where there's no crowds.
Yeah.
One more round where there's no crowds.
And then who knows what's going to happen then, Wisp? We can't even suggest what's going to happen beyond that.
So. But anyway, let's talk Olympics, because we had...
Let's just tease what we're going to talk about this morning. Friday's Clarkson backflip is one of the greatest, most dramatic things I've ever seen in footy. So we'll flush that out as best we can. Lee, you can join us at any stage. Give us your thoughts on that. That round of football that just got played then, in terms of the team that wants to have the final couple of spots in the eight, failing to take opportunities.
The higgledy-piggledy round of titles.
Then West Coast Eagles' capitulation. Collingwood's re-emergence under Robert Harvey, playing the sort of footy that you'd be happily paying your money to come and watch. And I reckon Collingwood fans are looking at it and blinking, going, what's this I'm watching? The question then asked about Nathan Buckley, was he holding that group back with the way that he was playing? That has to be asked now and answered.
Yeah. And?
And then the Gold Coast Suns yesterday.
And then the Suns.
Jesus.
At one stage during the commentary, I didn't see the whole game. I was coming back from Glen Maggie and then I had to go to work and missed a little bit of it. But at one stage, I heard you talking about the fact that I think it might have been Kelly Underwood, who does a magnificent job on the call, said that something along the lines of, this is just like a witch's hat or something out there. And I think either you
or... No, she said it was a training run.
A training run. You said, no, there's more pressure on it. Yeah. On a player when they're training than there is in this game right now.
It's harder training than what we were watching.
It was extraordinary. It was extraordinary. And you know how they – I don't like the term coach killer, right? I don't like it as a term. But when a side puts out a performance so depleted of energy, so depleted of any form of competitiveness, so depleted of organisation, that's where your mind goes.
Well, on the back of what happened against Brisbane the week before,
In the second half, mainly.
They gave it to Brisbane in a half of footy up there and then just packed up and left. And they didn't turn up at all. So I described it yesterday as I was talking about it post-game. It was like an under-18 team who gets together once a month to train. That's how little idea they had about what they were doing.
Yes.
Yeah. In terms of the way they wanted to move the footy. And anyway, so they're going to be a big topic of conversation as well. And, of course, when Clarkson's out there in the marketplace, all of those clubs that are struggling, his name's going to get connected to, which maybe was what he was after all along. Who knows? I don't know. We'll talk that out later.
You don't reckon that was big news on Friday?
Big news.
That was big news on Friday. I got a tweet from our mate, Michael Lombardi, over there in America. Clarko, what the WTF, what's going on?
Well, gee whiz.
I wouldn't rule it out. I would not rule it out.
What, that he goes to America?
That he goes to America for a long period of time. I wouldn't rule anything out at the moment, actually. But I wouldn't rule out the fact that he could end up over there. Maybe just, you and I love the NFL, right?
Yeah.
So we could tune in on a Monday, and we could be watching the New England Patriots play, and there's Bill Belichick on the sideline.
I go dagger around with a ball.
And you say, that bloke looks like Al Clarkson. And I'm going to say to you, that is Al Clarkson. He's the ball boy for the New England Patriots. He's just taken on that role to see how much he can learn from Bill Belichick over the next 6 months.
Well, he did say in that press conference that he won't be coaching next year, so he could nearly take it to the bank that he will be. That's the environment that we're in at the moment and what we're trying to deal with. But anyway, we'll have a good chat about that a little bit later on in the process.
Hey, what about the games yesterday? Before yesterday, Australia had only won 3 medals in one day in just 4 occasions since 1896 now. Australia has done it twice in the space of 5 days. Incredible. What? Do you want me to read that again?
Yes.
Before these games, Australia had only won 3 medals in one day on just 4 occasions.
3 golds or 3 medals?
No, 3 medals on 4 occasions. Since 1896, Australia had now done it twice in the space of 5 days. There you go.
It is our game.
That's unbelievable.
14 gold medals, 4 yesterday. The BMX man, did you see him?
The BMX man, yes. Logan, yes.
Logan Martin.
Unbelievable. But you know,
had some nice flips.
Yeah, Logan did, though. He built that a replica.
70 grand, of course.
That's right. He built a replica of the whole Tokyo Games setup so that he could practice in the backyard. It cost him 70Ks.
70 large.
That's a good investment in yourself, isn't it?
And what about Matty Wern?
Yes.
It's a nice feeling. All you've got to do is get out there and just have a Sunday paddle. Doesn't matter where you finish. No, that you know you've got a gold. All you got to do is just get out there and try and keep your boat upright.
Yeah. How many times do you reckon he woke up the night before?
I'd hate to say.
Having dreamt that he missed the start, or he didn't get there in time, or his car had a flat tire on the way, whatever it might have been. So he had a great performance too. And I'm just a little bit worried about our Matildas team, though. I'm reading all these stories about how banged up Sam Kerr is at the moment, and then the cocker, Tony, has said that it's not about who starts the game but who finishes the game. So I'm thinking he might be holding her back as well, and we may not even see her at the beginning of the game tonight.
What? Coming on as a medi-sub?
At some point, well, you don't have to be a medi-sub. Well, you can just get subbed onto the game, into the game at any stage. But anyway, they've got 5 players. The Matildas have got 5 banged up players who have got some form of injury and a concern around them. So let's just hope that they get to the line in good shape.
Hey, I had a look at the round. This goes against what I normally do. I had a look at the rounds because I'm thinking who's going to play in the finals.
You're not doing your Gary's projection forward, are
you? No, I refuse to. But when it was, because it's all over the papers, do you know what round 23 is? Round 23 has the Western Bulldogs playing Port Adelaide. And Melbourne playing Geelong. That's the fine. That's the,
just run that by me again.
So round 23, the Bulldogs play Port Adelaide. So that's 1v4. And Geelong play Melbourne, 2v3. That's the first week of the finals.
Wow.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Well, there won't be. There'll be a bye probably, won't there, in between.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. But there'll be.
But there may not be
that's
a bye.
Strange. I guess if you can't move, just to get the situation by round 23 and those 4 teams can't move. Would there be a few ducks and drakes being played in round 23?
Well, you know what the old thing is, that you don't flirt with form and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Maybe.
Can I
Give
ask
us
you
your Olympic highlight, by the way, out
well,
there.
Rowan.
0433 98 11 16. What's the best thing you've seen at the Olympics so far? Very broad. very wide, because you and I haven't been able to see every single thing. I may have missed something.
You may have missed something.
So give us the best thing you've seen. Your track and field. You like the track and field more than you like the swimming. What is the one thing you've enjoyed the most? I tuned in to watch a bit of Andrew Hoy yesterday.
And?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that
I love
event.
The equestrian, yeah. How did he ride?
Quick.
Yeah.
Second quickest.
Wow. Was he nice and straight in his seat?
He's out in the paddocks. The cross country.
The cross country.
He wasn't doing the other stuff. Right. Did they run? And as soon as he finished, they had about 12 people run after him and just start hosing the horse down before he'd even got out of the saddle.
Well, it's very warm for the horses.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah, they need a good hose down. I think, not the best thing that I've seen at the Olympics, but the most surprising thing I've seen at the Olympics so far was that run in the heat of Rowan Browning. Because we spoke to – when did we speak to Richo? We spoke to Richo on Friday, didn't we?
Yep.
And we said, okay, where are our best chances? Who do we need to be watching over the weekend? All that sort of stuff. Maybe he just didn't get to Rowan Browning, but my expectation wasn't that Rowan Browning was going to win the heat of the 100 metres.
Neither was it for Blake, the guy in the middle. He just looked at him and said, "Who the hell's that?"
He put his neck out when he looked around. And for Bruce, I think it was a great surprise for Bruce.
Bruce loved it.
We've found one here.
Yeah.
But it was an incredible run from him. And I know he didn't win the semi last night, and he didn't get off to a great, great start, but he held his ground. Like, he caught up a little bit, and then they weren't going away from him at any stage. And he's just a young sprinter, Gary. He's got a lot of physical development to go before
you reckon
he gets to the peak.
You think he's going to get there, don't
you? I think he's going to be something very special, yes.
I hope you're right. Tiernan's effort in the 10-kilometer, that's from James. Did you catch up with that?
Yeah, no, it made me feel a little bit ill.
Did you see that? I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, no, he was totally... Absolutely.
But he was competitive, wasn't he? He was right there.
Oh, yeah, no, he was running his heart out.
Yeah, so
that's why he got to
the
point. That's why he got to the point that he did. Because he actually, when you say, someone says, "Oh, look, don't leave anything out," like he depleted himself of everything. He had nothing. He was on vapors.
What about the high jump? I haven't got to the bottom of this. Why did they share the gold medal? Someone explain that to me.
I can't explain it. So somebody else out there will explain that to you. There's a lot of smart people out there.
I've got a message here. Two guys sharing the gold last night in the high jump. 235, our man Brandon Stark. Sounds like something off the Game of Thrones. He jumped 235.
Yep.
But we finished fifth, which is a fantastic performance. But why was there a tie? I didn't think you could have tie.
I don't know. Yep.
Ben from Preston wants to know, can you get the Wisp to give us the size of Andrew Hoy's horse?
It's a big horse.
You're a horse sizer.
I didn't see it.
You're a horse sizer.
Well, send a photo of it in, please, Ben, in Preston, and I'll run my thumbnail over.
What about your man? You said to me, do you spag and run?
Well, he won the 800 semi, so he's into the final.
Who did?
Well, we might get in trouble if we start messing around with names.
No, that's what we do. We give nicknames to everyone.
Peter Bowl.
What do you call him?
Ganaes, I called him.
Ganaes. Bowl of Ganaes.
God, you're funny, Tim.
I liked it, Tim. You won't get in that trouble for that. Mick's in Mornington. G'day, Mick.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good. What's happening?
Our Olympians are way out doing anything, I think, at the moment. They're doing a brilliant job. But the BMX bandit yesterday was incredible.
He was.
His first run was the highest point ranked in the whole thing. So he didn't have to do a second run. He just went out there for looks, and he nearly ripped it again.
Hey, Mick, he said he didn't even get his bag of tricks out.
No, he said that after he finished the first run, he said, "I've got more, I've got more." How can you have more? These other guys had nothing compared to him.
Well, we're fourth on the medals tally, I can tell you. China, United States, Japan, then Australia. That is just an unbelievable performance, and plenty more still to come. Johnny Longmire, one of the games of the year at the MCG yesterday, the Sydney Swans. How are they going against the very brave Essendon? Jason Richardson from Tokyo, Sammy Edmund with all the latest news. Your calls and your text messages. 0499 1116. You can jump on the line. They are open. 1300 736 736. Anything at all you want to talk about, we're happy to do it.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined.
Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Hey, we're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, great supporters. We met the group, they're magnificent. Today we welcome 4D Garage Doors. Garage Doors Redefined. 4ddoors.com.au. So great to have you on board. Absolutely sensational. Lines open. Apparently, this is the explanation for the
high jump.
They changed the rules a few years ago. Athletes can decide no jump off, share the gold. They were clear to 237. A jump off, that's an opinion, would have been anticlimax, but same height, same number of misses. They get together. Do you want a gold? Who would say no to that?
Fair enough.
If you and I were in the jump off, and then we got the 237, would you? And I said, do you want a gold? Without having to jump off,
I'd take a gold.
I'd probably take it.
Are you a Flosbury flop type guy or?
I was a scissor kicker.
Really,
Kent's in Tasmania. G'day, Kent.
G'day, how you going, Tim? Gary.
Good on you, Kent. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I got home late last night, mate, and flicked the TV on and seen the last couple of jumps, and then they went to the 100 meters. I thought I'll watch this, and when the Italian won the 100,
yeah.
At the end of the track, he was met by the high jump. The Italian high jump fella.
Yeah.
And they embraced. They were just sort of both over the moon. And then the other jumper had to have his last go at clearing a higher jump and missed it. And that's when the official came over and tapped him on the shoulder and said, you can both have a gold. And the Italian said, I'll have what he's having. And
what a good mate.
I got a gold. They were doing laps and backflips and
Kent,
great moment for the Italians.
Hey, Kent, tell us about the bloke that won the 100 metres, the Italian that won the 100 metres.
First Italian ever to get in the final.
Unbelievable.
And he was a bit of a turn-up, but he was over the moon too.
Yeah, as he should be.
He was third in the... I watched that semi. I didn't make it through the final. He was third in the semi. He was a little bit slow out of the blocks as well, but he was charging home. And then there must have been a break, was there, in the final? Because there looked to be one short. We just saw the highlights then. But the Italians have had a big moment. Good on you, Kent. Like it. John's in Beaumaris. Go, Johnny.
There you go, boys. We've all played in corporate golf games, you know, shotgun start, barbecue lunch, salads, crushy bread rolls. We played one the other day. Started on an outside tee, ended up on an outside green. So we were late coming in for the lunch. Just want to say to the blokes that fill their plates like they're feeding up in China, grab a mirror and have a good look at yourself. And to the caterers, if you're catering for 100 people, you're catering for 100 people.
Well, oh, he's not happy. He's missed out on his lunch at the corporate golf day, Wisp. A couple of...
Well, he's got to get in earlier.
Well, a couple of early finishes have cleaned out the Bay Marie. That's not good enough. Oh, dear. A lot of messages coming through. It's going to be one of those very nice days. I can see that. You've all enjoyed this. But I can't remember a weekend
Nothing like it. Nothing like it. With the drama of the...
Clarkson on Friday. That's when it started.
And then the footy, you know, like everybody's coming. You know, all the games have been cancelled up there, postponed up there. They're coming back. All that sort of stuff. And then, obviously, the Olympics that was going on and on. Can I just... I know I made the point about this the other day, but I can just want to back over it again. Because I sat with my granddaughter, Goldie, and Rooney, or both of them at the weekend, but Rooney wasn't that interested in the Olympics. She's a little bit young. But sitting with a five-year-old, and watching the Olympics, Gary, it is what it is all about. She was absolutely transfixed for a couple. And, you know, then learning about, you know, what the athletes were doing and which countries were which and all that type of thing, and then barracking for Australia. Like, it was just through the eyes of somebody young. We all need to be reminded of that from time to time. Yeah. We get crusty, we get old, we get cynical, all those sorts of things. And all they see is all this beautiful pageantry and fun and competition. And
that's why the 2032 Olympics are going to be great.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing.
Gets everyone interested. Highlight was the Aussies knocking the Dutchies out of the hockey in a penalty shootout. Did you see that?
I did. Did you see the way they conduct the penalty shootout?
Yeah, man. Goalie was just unbelievable. Stopped three of them. Three zip, we won the penalty shootout.
Well, rather than have a footy, you know how everyone's saying, oh, you know, to decide a game that's been tied in footy, we just have a penalty kick out, or you know, whatever, you have five shots from this spot or whatever.
Yeah.
What about you pick your best defender against your forward, you kick the ball out to him one-on-one, and then one of them has to get the ball and kick a goal?
I was going to say the same thing, just like the old days in training. Just roll the ball out and say good luck.
Right, I'd rather see that.
To the death, away you go. And if you don't get it, you just knock it back in again until they can't walk.
I'm putting our Toby Green out against your Dylan Grimes.
Toby versus the Bont.
Hang on, how long's this been going on for? Oh, they've been going for 3.5 hours. Oh, there'll be a winner soon.
Oh, absolutely sensational. This is heaven. It's a heaven. In fact, I thought I was going to see a full day yesterday, but I had to go to the... had to go to Marvel Stadium. 12 o'clock start.
That's
yesterday.
Early, isn't it?
Why don't we have... I've asked this before. 12 o'clock start was great.
Why?
Excellent start.
A bit early. People are still getting home from church.
Yeah, I know that. But, yeah, maybe it is a bit early. 12:30 then. Well, we start at 1:10. That's early.
Right.
You do what you got to do to get these games done.
It caught me off guard yesterday. I didn't realise we were starting the footy that early. I tell you what I heard. I got to give some flowers to our man Coxie out the back here.
Yeah.
I listened to his call of the game.
Which one?
He was calling Gold Coast and Melbourne on the radio when I was driving back from Glen Maggie yesterday. Did a magnificent job. I might just take some notes here and I'll give him some feedback on Monday morning when I see him.
Mm.
I got no feedback for him. I don't know that he can improve anything.
We're going to give you all the flowers in the world, bro.